What's going on?
How are you?
Welcome to the Into the Woods podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Woods. Back for another week of comedy. How was your weekend? How are you? Good? Good to hear. How am I? Bad. I'm doing bad. Why? Because I like to go to the gym, and I don't care if Joey Swole finds this, and that guy who shilled shit products for all those years with Shreds and took advantage of a bunch of people selling them overpriced products wants to catch this video. It's not about Joey Swole right now. What it's about is when you go to the gym, why is it that when I go to the gym as a normal person and I want to get on a cardio machine and I want to get on a stair stepper, there's either somebody running up the stair stepper, having it go as fast as it can, for what reason, I don't know, HIIT exercises, oh, so you can only work out for 1 minute rather than the whole time, or there's somebody doing some weird shit on there. Why is there always somebody doing weird shit on the cardio equipment? Why is there always somebody doing weird shit on the cardio equipment? If it's a treadmill, walk forward or run forward. Why are you walking backwards? Why are you doing a crab walk on the treadmill? What TikTok video did you see that's like, you know what actually is better for you is walking backwards on the treadmill? Never has that been true. And then on the stair stepper, there's somebody walking up and then kicking their leg out like they're doing one of those booty blaster exercises. Why? The stair stepper will give you the same effect if you just go up the stairs. Why are you kicking your leg out at a slower rate than you would actually go up regular stairs at your house? Why? Ryan, it's not that big of a deal. I know it's not a big deal, but like, what the hell? Why? And I sit there and then I had to walk on the treadmill for 30 minutes. Oh, woe is me. But like, what the hell? Because I couldn't use the stair stepper because there was somebody running up the stair stepper. They had it and then they would turn it off. I mean, you would have honestly thought this guy was like having a heart. Like, why was he doing this? What stupid video on Instagram did this guy see that's like, you know what you should do? You should turn the stair stepper up to the highest, level 10, run up it for a minute, stop it, take a 3 minute break, and then do it again, bro. It's high intensity interval training. Or you could just walk up it for 15 minutes at a fast pace. What a thought. No, bro, it's different. It's good for your heart. I heard one doctor say it one time. Oh, yeah, you heard one doctor say it one time? That's like this newest thing, the water fast. I'm sure the water fast is good. No wonder you're going to look better after 3 days when you have only had water and bone broth. Some doctors have said this reduces your risk of cancer and Alzheimer's. Some doctors said that? What does that mean? Three doctors? I think it's so funny when people say some doctors say something. I could find three people to agree on something. I mean, it's pretty hard nowadays, but I could find three people to be like, yeah, it might lower your chances. Water fast? What? Yeah, you're going to lose some weight, and you're going to lose some water weight, and you're going to lose some fat, and you're not going to be bloated because you haven't eaten in 3 days. What a crazy concept. Why'd I hit myself so hard? I'm in a bad mood. Why am I in a bad mood? Why does that piss me off? I'm going to do the water fast just because it pisses me off. I'm going to do the water fast just because it pisses me off. And I want to see if it works. Dude, if you do the water fast, it lowers your chances of cancer. Who the fuck said that? It was Dana White, of all people. What a crazy fucking thing to say. Dana White. Good guy, probably. Water fast. Water fasting benefits. Here we go, from Healthline. Water fasting may offer several health benefits, including weight loss. No shit. And reduce risk of some chronic conditions. However, okay, water fasting is a type of fast that restricts everything except water. Thank you. Jesus Christ. What is water fasting? Most water fasts last 24 to 72 hours. Some people may do this for religious or spiritual reasons. They think they're fucking Jesus to lose weight, for detoxing, for its health benefits. Aren't these all the fucking same thing? What? Think about these bullet points right here. Religious or spiritual reason. Okay, that makes sense. To lose weight. Okay, for detoxing. Okay. It sounds like losing weight. And then for its health benefits. What? Yeah, that's the same thing as the other two things. In several studies have linked water fast to some impressive benefits. Recycles old and dangerous parts of your cells. Jesus Christ. And my computer is going to fly away because it's about to blow up. Oh, my God. How do you water fast? Only drink water. There you go. You got your answer. You don't need all those goddamn words. Oh. I'm in a bad mood this week because Dana's out of town. Dana left me. Didn't leave me for good. She left me for a week. And when you... Here's the thing. I know every guy out there, if your girlfriend, fiance, wife is going out of town and you fantasize, you're like, oh, I'm going to be by myself. It's going to be so peaceful and quiet and somebody's not going to be there nagging me. And it's not that I want to break up or you want to get, you know, you don't want to separate. You don't want to lose that person. You're just like, oh, won't it be nice? You fantasize about it, right, fellas? Well, let me tell you something. If you're anything like me and your fiance, girlfriend, or wife leaves the house, you get bored as shit. Dana's been gone for 12 hours and I'm bored out of my mind. I'm walking around the house talking to myself. I'm having imaginary arguments with myself, driving myself insane. Because Dana's not here to take the brunt of these. She's a goddamn saint for listening to me. Because I will argue with about anything. And I have thoughts, people. That argument I just did about stair steppers, I would have done to her and she would have been pissed. Or she would have just sat there and been like, can I tell you about my day? And I'd be like, well, actually, the first thing. You know what's fucking insane? She actually asked me if I ever have a bad day on Friday. Isn't that crazy? I'm like, pal, you don't even know the half. I just keep it all bottled in. Like most guys do. You know? She actually asked me if I ever have a bad day. She's like, do you ever have a bad day? I was thinking about that. Do you ever have just a bad day? Because that's what women don't understand about guys. Women, they deal with their bad days. They talk about them. They let them out. Guys, we push it down, and then have a heart attack at 55. Or high blood pressure, and then we're taking a medication that we kind of forget to sometimes. That's called being a guy. Bury it. Push it down. Keep it there. Don't tell anybody. What else, Ryan? What else is going on? I don't know. Nothing really, man. My car, my 20-something-year-old car that everybody wants to shit on. Everybody wants to take their jabs. Oh, Ryan, you got a little girl car. Oh, Ryan, you got a little old person car. You got a little tiny car. Yeah, you know what? I don't care. Because I thought I needed something with the car. I think the immobilizer was bad on my car. And I was like, oh, my God, stupid immobilizer, because the stupid key light kept blinking. You know how annoying it is when there's a light on your dashboard that just keeps blinking at you? It's just blinking, just like this, just a cadence. It wasn't making noise, but you get the point because you're listening on audio. Because you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, Into the Woods Podcast on YouTube. Look at that, shameless plug, no problems. The thing is, it's just blinking at me. And I'm like, what could it be? So I go on the forums, right? I get on the Google machine. The greatest thing about the internet is that you can find an answer to anything, whether it's right or wrong. You can find an answer. Whatever you're looking for, you can find it. And so I go on the internet. And pal, it told me it's either the immobilizer, which is this little contraption that plugs into your, you know, steering column, or it was the whole computer. And I'm like, wow, what a range of outcomes that is. Either the computer's fried, or I just need a $40 plastic part put in. And then all, you know, come to find out, I take it up to Honda, see my guys up there. Guy plugs in the computer. He's like, no codes. I'm like, what does that mean? But it was cranking over slow, you know, because it's been cold as shit here. It's been cranking over slow. Barely wanted to start. And I'm like, oh, it's cold. And I had to jump Dana's car. And then I'm like, well, he's like, let's test the battery. We test the battery. Needs change. Change the battery. All good. Just need a new battery, folks. False alarm. Computer not fried. Change the battery, key light stayed off, boom. Look at that, $124 later. Oh, do I just love spending money. There's nothing better than spending money. You know what's funny now? Planning a wedding, everybody comes to you and they go, how's planning a wedding going? How's planning a wedding going? Oh, it's going so good. It's going so good, right? We tell the caterer, hey, we're going to go with this option. And he goes, for taking that option? We're going to give you a dollar off a plate. How's that sound? I'm like, buddy, I don't want you to go bankrupt to give us a deal. He's like, no, I insist. I'm like, thank you. Thank you. I will save. Thank you for helping me save $1 a plate on this $60 food. Thank you. I'm sure this plate, I would not even pay $60 at most dinner places for a plate of food. And here I am. Hey, thank you. You know? What a nice thing. Oh, and we owe this person $1,000. And we owe this person $1,500. Oh, how much that cost? $3,500. Awesome. We have to get the invites sent out. Cool. We have to print out these labels. Why? So they go on the invites. We don't have to write them. Oh, geez. How do you like these envelopes? Are these envelopes good? What the envelope even matter? People are going to throw them away. Oh, I want them to look nice. Why? Why? But you can't tell her that. If you tell her that, folks, it's her wedding, not yours. Remember that. And then I see all these people. Oh, just elope. Oh, just elope. Don't get married. Okay, let me explain that to her mother. That's what they don't tell you. All these people on TikTok and on Instagram and on Twitter who got married, had weddings, and are like, oh, we wish we would have just eloped and saved all that money. Oh, do you? Well, how do I explain that to family members who may only get one shot to see people get married? How? That's what you leave out. Oh, they might be mad at you. Okay, well, I don't want to burn a bridge with a family over a wedding. Sorry. I kind of want to keep that relationship up. Sue me. Balancing a relationship is fucking hard. Planning a wedding is easy. It's all the questions that she asked me that are hard. Planning a wedding is easy for the guy. It's hard when she asks you a bunch of questions and you say the wrong answer. That is the hard part, folks. That's what they don't tell you about wedding planning. It's fun. It's really fun to plan a wedding. But if the girl gives you three options, right? If the bride gives you three options, she already knows which one she wants. She just needs you to validate it. And if you pick the wrong one, that's an argument. That's an argument. And that's fucked up. Is it fair? No. Is it fucked up? Yes. Sorry for cussing. Is it just the way life is? Of course. This is how life is. Is that all right? Yes. It's all right. Is everything going to be okay? We'll see. Long way to go. We are on turn two of this wedding. We got the photos taken for save the dates. Send them out. Somebody said I look shitty in my photos. And I'm like, okay, well, that's going to ruin me. That's why I'm trying to do 30 minutes on the stair stepper. But we got people doing weird shit on the stair stepper. Can't even use the stair stepper. It ruined my whole day. Threw my whole day off. I'm a routine guy. Everyone knows that about me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. You know? Sorry for cussing. What else is going on, man? What else is going on? I saw Ron DeSantis dropped out of the presidential race. The funniest thing in this country we do as just a political thing, the funniest thing that happens is you run a whole campaign, you spend a bunch of money, you know, $200 million, you know, when you're promising all these things, when you're just wasting money on a campaign, whatever. And then you are, you know, you're bashing your opponents, and then when it comes down to it and you have to drop out, you're like, actually, this guy's pretty good. We should vote for him. What? That's such a pansy thing to do. Why not say, actually, I hate all of you. See ya. You know? Now, are we really going to get another, like, Trump-Biden thing going on? Is that what we're going to do? If in this country, we have a retirement age of like what, like 62, 63? I don't know. You can take your money out of your 401k when? Let's just use that number. Why is it that these people retire at 64 and then, but politicians are like, actually, I'm over 75. I want to be president. What? We all have a family member. I've been over this. We all have a family member that's like older, right? 70 and up. You really don't want, even 60 and up, you're like worried about them going up and down the stairs. People are buying houses that are ranch style so they don't have to go up and down stairs when they turn like 65, right? Because it's dangerous. But politicians are like, I'm 75. I want to run the country. Why? Why? I don't trust a 75-year-old behind the wheel. Why would we trust anybody over the age of 70 to run the country? Why do we do this? There should be a minimum. If there's a minimum age, that implies that there should be a maximum age. Right? Right? Why do I even care? I don't even care. I just know that this next couple months is going to be so shitty because we're going to get ads. We're going to get dumb shit. You know, we're going to get people saying stuff about gas prices. People saying stuff about student loans. Can you please just pay off my student loan? That's another thing. You know, you post something on YouTube. I like to post shorts on YouTube, okay? I do. I'm a sucker to post a short. Because sometimes the numbies are good. Right? You get 2,000 views here, 1,500 here. Sometimes you pop off, you get 3.9. Maybe even 4 if you're lucky. And one time I posted about student loans. And I got a lot of likes. Like 60-something. That's pretty good. But I got a lot of comments. And all the comments were just mean. And here's the difference. If you want to be mean, I don't even have that much in student loans. I did the cheap route like everybody asked me to do. Went to community college, did it online, didn't buy books for classes I didn't need them for. I did the cheap route. I have less than $15,000 in student loans. Are you happy? Here's the thing. When you say, oh, what about my home loan? You could have bought a lesser house. When I went to community college, they just told me what it costs. I couldn't, like, there's no negotiation. You could have bought a lesser house. You could have bought a lesser car. You got yourself into those loans. If I wanted to advance myself in the greatest country in the world, I had to go to school. And school costs a certain amount. They can charge whatever they want down there because people have to go. No matter if it's the cheapest option. You wanted to go. Yeah, no shit, because you don't want me to be a plumber. You don't want me to go into the trades. You don't want me fixing your house. I know that about me. I'm at least self-aware. You are evidently not. I'm going crazy. Honestly, who gives a fuck, Ryan? Honestly, who gives a fuck? I know. Nobody gives a fuck. But why do you give a fuck? Why? I don't know, because it drives me insane. Because I'm going to be sitting there tonight, I'm going to be laying in bed, I'm going to hear a noise, and I'm going to think I'm going to have to fight somebody. You know what's fucked up? When I sleep by myself, I don't own a gun. Okay? I don't own a gun. And the thing is, I sleep with, like, a knife next to the bed. Okay, yeah, I said it. Because, like, what happens? Like, what am I to do? Somebody's going to break in the house, stand at the foot of the bed. What am I supposed to do? If he's going to stand there with an axe, am I supposed to let him hit me over the head with it? No, I'm going to fight back. Is it going to go well for me? I don't know. We'll find out. We'll see. But at least I'm going to give myself a fighting chance with the knife. You know what's funny as well? What's that, Ryan? Not this podcast. Oh, jeez. See, I get out in front of the hate comments. If I can just get in front of them, they can't hurt me. If I make fun of myself, you can't make fun of me. It's a great attitude to live by. Is it soul-crushing? A little bit. Is it mentally taxing? Yes. But does it keep me sane? It's up for debate. You know, I have the Ring app on my phone. You know, like the doorbells and things. And you get, like, community alerts when, like, things are going wrong, or, like, package thieves and break-ins and car break-ins. It has been so cold over the last week and a half, I've noticed a downturn in theft. Like, do criminals get... It's been so cold, even criminals don't want to be out acting up. Maybe that's the thing. They need to control the weather. You want crime rates to go down? Go to colder cities. Speaking of cold cities, I'm about to talk about the sad people of Buffalo. Oh, Buffalo. You know, as a Browns fan, talking to the Bills fans here and the people of Buffalo, the great people of the greater Buffalo area, great place, Buffalo. Saddest skyline in the history of skylines, Buffalo, New York, but also great place. Buffalo... It's not you. It's just you don't have Patrick Mahomes. And did you trade the pick that became Patrick Mahomes to the Chiefs? Yes. You don't have Patrick Mahomes. You have Josh Allen. Josh Allen's really fun. But you don't have Patrick Mahomes. And now you have, like, I mean, they try to sell it to us as Manning Brady. But I think we have, like, a Manning, or I think we have, like, a Brady Rivers situation on our hands. And then there's, like, Joe Burrow kind of over there. And I think the problem is And then there's like Lamar Jackson. I think Josh Allen is very good, but you don't have Patrick Mahomes, and that sucks. And I saw a lot of despair on those people yesterday. If it wasn't bad enough for the people of Buffalo, you have Jason Kelce chugging beers shirtless. You have everyone talking about Taylor Swift. You have Patrick Mahomes. And then you, even worse, even you could overcome the Taylor Swift thing, the Jason Kelce thing, chugging beers. But the way the game ends, I don't know if you win, but could you not lose on a kick? Could you not lose on a kick, Buffalo? Doesn't that hurt more? I was rooting for you too, Buffalo. I didn't think you'd win, but I was rooting for you. Why would Mahomes lose that game? Mahomes has that Brady thing about him. Where it's just you go into the game, you're like, we have the best chance. He's got that Brady, he's got that LeBron, you know, that factor that's just like, okay, well, if we have to, we have to beat this guy, and I don't know if we can. But Brady got that later on. You know, that's the crazy part about the Mahomes-Brady like debate that's going to happen. Eventually, we're going to have the Mahomes-Brady debate because people can't help themselves with like the greatest of all time conversation. So we're eventually going to have the Mahomes-Brady conversation. Mahomes got that like killer, like you have to go through me, I'm going to win this game kind of thing way before Brady did. It took Brady, I don't think he got it until that first like Seattle Super Bowl. The Seattle Super Bowl and then the Falcons Super Bowl. It took a while for Brady to get that like, oh, we got to go through this guy kind of thing. Mahomes has it 5 years in. It's just like, we have to beat this guy. And I never feel like they're out of a game. I feel like I don't want to be punting the ball back to this guy with 5 minutes left. If I'm up four and I'm punting the ball back to this guy with 4 minutes left, hell, even 13 seconds, I don't think I can win the game. And that's really how I judge quarterbacks. If I punt this ball to them, how do I feel? 4 minutes, 28-24 game. How do I feel punting the ball back to them? It's Mahomes, and then there's that big gap, and then it's Burrow Allen in that second tier. And then probably Lamar as well, but he has to win a big playoff game. That's the thing about the Bengals. When people don't want to, it's not a Lamar hate. I leave him out of these conversations because I just haven't seen him. I think, is this his first AFC championship game? That's crazy, you know? Can I just see him win one of these games? Like, Burrow's won one of these games. Can I just see him win one of these games, please? Before you come at me? Please? What else is going on? You guys ready for the... This is my favorite weekend of the playoffs. Championship weekend. You only get three more games, folks. Enjoy them, you know? And then football's gone. Then you're going to have to go back to doing chores on the weekends. Then your wife or girlfriend is going to look at you and be like, hey, we should hang that coat rack this weekend. And you won't even have an excuse. I've had an excuse since mid-September, late August, to be like, oh, you know, I really wanted to watch this game. Oh, but what about, you know, you don't even like these teams. But I know, but I have like, you know, I'm gambling on, or I got fantasy guys. You know, I got to watch, you know, because I can control the outcome with my brain. And she's like, oh, okay. But that's almost gone, folks. It's almost gone. And I don't know what it is, but like women don't react the same to basketball and hockey and all the other sports. There's something about football that girls just kind of give it up. They're just like, okay, fine. You can sit on the couch and be a loser. But next weekend, and then there's going to be that gap weekend, and I don't even like watching the Pro Bowl. So it's almost over, folks. Buckle in. Get ready to do those chores. Can we finally get this done? I've been asking you for 2 months. I know, but I've been watching football. And then you always yell at me. I was actually watching, I've been watching a lot of Chris Watts videos. You guys ever see that guy? You guys ever see that? The guy who like killed his whole family because he was cheating on his wife. He's also kind of a psycho. I was watching a lot of those Chris Watts videos. Killed his wife, kids, psycho, cheating on his wife. Had a mistress, might also be guilty. There's a video out there. I was looking into his life, And I was thinking to myself, because they showed me the prison he was in, and I thought to myself, how long would I last in prison? And the answer is like 2 hours. I would suck so bad at prison. It looks miserable. If I got life in prison, I would find a way to, like, you know, be out of there and not leave. I mean, you know, pass on. Life in prison sounds so bad. I would not be good at it. I know that's a crazy revelation. You don't put me in a room for 23 hours. Dude, I can't even sit here. 30 minutes, I like need to get up and walk. And not even go do anything. I just need to go walk around. I'm going to go mingle about. I'm going to go dilly-dally. I don't even know what I'm going to do. I'm just not going to be here. So I couldn't imagine being, could you imagine me in prison? I would just be doing this podcast for all the prisoners and I would be murdered. I don't even think I'd be one of those prisoners that could get like super jacked. I think I would be one of those prisoners that's just like, what's the point? Especially if you're in there for life. But yeah, this guy killed his whole family. Chris Watts. I definitely talked about it before. But like that Chris Watts case is so crazy because he thought, or whatever clicked in his brain, psycho brain. We got to remember that. He's psycho. Psycho brain click. He's like, I'm having so much fun. New chick banging her. You don't think women are powerful. This guy spent a whole couple weeks hanging out with this new girl. She's doing fun stuff. He's like, oh, my family's coming home. What do I do? What does he do? Kills him. That's the stupid men brain there. And those people didn't deserve that. Those people need to be. It's so sad. It's one of the saddest stories. Honestly. Haven't seen a lot of Gypsy Rose Blanchard either. People are going to be mad at me for that. The people on YouTube comments, I'm telling you, they're like, hey, she didn't want that. I know she didn't want it, but she's, you know, now she's talking about getting dicked down by her husband. You don't think she wants to be talked about a little? You don't think I can do a couple YouTube shorts about Gypsy Rose Blanchard because I'm being insensitive? She's the one out here telling us she's getting dicked down and now that she's out of prison. And the guy that was also in prison also murdered her mom. I don't know. She's kind of crazy. I don't think she's some kind of superhero. That's all I'm saying. Jeez, you know, stop. Don't burn me at the stake. Yeah, I think it's time to get out of here. I've said a lot of things this week that I'm not even sure I believe. But that's the beauty of this podcast. I could say whatever I want. I come on here, I talk some shit. I do my 30 minutes. I say some things. I get things off my chest. And then you know what? I disappear. I talk to you guys in a week. You go subscribe to the YouTube channel. You email me at ryanwispod@gmail.com. You follow me at the links below. And we talk next week. Enjoy your week, folks. Love you guys. Thank you for listening. Subscribe. All that. Love you guys. Talk to you next week.